Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Bet for the Cycle presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. Rob Brown, Cody Decker, and you, and are now thrilled to be welcoming to the show, making his debut here on the broadcast. He is a senior baseball writer at The Athletic. Mr. Keith Law joins us here on the show. Keith, my man, great to have you, buddy. Thanks for taking a second. I'll start with two questions. Number one, how do I convince everybody to add the title senior out front of my job description? And number two, are the Colorado Rockies the worst team in the history of baseball? Because yes.
I guess you can't see, but that's not a lack of hair. That's white. That is
okay.
I've gone full salt and pepper at this point. This is my 19th year as a writer. So I'm senior just because I work with all of these children. I don't understand.
Decky sounds like us.
No, it's
they
true.
They be in like middle school or something. They look so young.
No, I agree. I love Russ Dorsey, but every time I'm around Russ, I'm like, dude, go back to class. Stop it. You're taking all of our jobs, bro.
I had a manager, I won't say the team, but a manager in an amateur scouting department for a major league team say, oh man, I've been reading you since I was a little kid. It's like, go to hell.
I hate that. So, Keith, looking up and down baseball, the landscape right now, and you know what team I want to bring up first, honestly? Mm-hmm. Because I do think that they are criminally under-discussed. This Detroit Tigers team is so much fun to watch right now, and they seemingly got it running on all cylinders, and they were relatively quiet during the offseason when it came to all the moves and players moving around. Is this a team that you think is likely going to be active at the trade deadline just to bolster whatever they need to bolster? Or do we have a problem of 28 buyers and two sellers?
I think we're going to have a couple more sellers than that because like somebody asked, I did a Q&A. I think it was in Q&A I did yesterday. Sort of what would you do if you were running the Cardinals? I'm like, they need to sell, right? There's isn't enough of a core to say we're going to win a championship. Farm system's not in bad shape. They got some help coming, but they need to trade away the, you know, the Eric Fetties, right? The Sonny Grays, anybody who's been, I said, I think anybody's older than about 28, they should be looking to trade those guys at this point because they need to just keep turning the roster over. So I think teams like that are going to end up sellers. Whoever's in fourth place in the NL West might just decide, you know what, we're going to sell because it's too big of a mountain to climb. As we, you know, looking at 2 months left in the season, you look at where you are in the standings. And to the question about Detroit, yeah, I do. They still have holes they need to fill. I think there's plenty of opportunity for them to get better at a couple of different spots. They've gotten basically nothing out of third base this year. They're getting pretty much only defense out of short. obviously they've had some injuries too, and you could always, you know, something's going to happen somewhere where they need to pick up a bat or pick up another starter because just somebody can't go. Like, I think they're going to end up patching around the edges at least. It may not be a huge acquisition, but they have the prospects to make a huge acquisition if they think they're in position to make a deep run in October again.
You mentioned there that you thought there might be a couple more sellers than people are anticipating, Keith. Could I ask you to maybe give us another two? Because there are a load of teams that Deck and I have both listed as probable buyers down the stretch. I'm curious to see if there's any bleed over back and forth.
So, you know, again, I would look at the AL East, maybe the best division, most competitive division, top to bottom, especially with the Blue Jays just hanging around 500, not quite as bad out of the gate as at least I thought they might be. You can't have five teams that are all buyers in the division. At some point, one of those teams is going to look up and say, we got to pass four other teams. We're probably not going to be able to do that. Is that the Jays? That would have been my guess if we'd had this conversation 6 weeks ago. Maybe it's the Rays. The Rays are also always opportunistic. They sell and buy often at the same deadline, and I could see them certainly doing something along those lines. The Twins are finally starting to play like I thought they were going to, but you know, they're one game under 500. They are seven games out of first place. It's not insurmountable, but if they just kind of muddle along as a 500, 525 team for the next couple of months, they're going to end up sellers. So I could see several of these teams that you wouldn't have said coming into the season were definitely sellers deciding they're going to sell. And you know what? I'll actually throw the Nationals in there too, because the Nationals, they had a chance to go try to get better this offseason. Their farm system is really on the ascendant, but they just basically did nothing with the major league roster. And I don't see them competing for a playoff spot this year. So I think when it comes down to it into mid, late July, they'll be sellers too.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the AL East and the one team that could be looking up at everybody else. And I do not hate your pick on the Blue Jays, but this Orioles team is about the most frustrating thing I've ever looked at in my life. And shame on them to this offseason to just subtract a Santander and a Corbin Burns. Like, what are we even trying in Baltimore?
Well, what I don't understand, you know, they've given up more runs per game than any team in the American League, which is horrifying. Like, they're behind the Angels, who you might argue aren't really trying. They're behind. They're over a run per game behind the White Sox. Like, I don't get it. And I can, the moment that Burns, it was a little shoulder thing the other day, right? The moment that happened, I'm like, I know the Orioles are like, see, that's why we don't invest in pitching. I'm like, I get it. I understand the trepidation. Trust me, I've done the work. I know the risk of spending on pitching, whether we're talking about the draft or we're talking about in free agency. I get it. You still got to have someone pitch. It's almost like they decided, well, it doesn't matter who it is. They all break, so let's not spend money on it. And I don't understand that. Let's not spend money on it. Let's not spend prospects on it. Now they have this prospect logjam in the outfield and at first base, and they're still screwing around with Ryan Mountcastle, which I don't understand either. God, trade somebody, even for a one-year thing. Burns was good for them last year. Do it again. You have the prospects to go do that kind of thing again. Anything would have been better than what they ended up doing this offseason, which was effectively nothing. And that's why they're in the situation that they're in right now.
Keith Law, senior baseball writer for The Athletic, joining us here on Bet for the Cycle, the BetMGM Network. Rob Brown, Cody Decker. I would like to be very selfish, Keith Law, and make it about me and my baseball team here for just a minute. The Atlanta Braves, this team came into the year. We had a number of writers and baseball guys come on and say, if there's anybody that can shock the Dodgers down the stretch, it's going to be Atlanta. Instead, every time this team gets close to 500, they punch themselves in their own gut again and keep finding ways to step back away. My question for you is, what, just like Atlanta, what?
I didn't think you were going to say gut. Punch themselves in the...
I was going to say something else, Keith, but the FCC is probably listening, so you get it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
No, they're not.
I picked them to win the World Series, and then I think 3 days later they lost Profar to the suspension and Ronaldo Lopez to an injury that, you know, who knows what they're going to get out of him this year. So they're clearly not as good on paper as they looked on about March 15th. That said, I think they're better than this. They lost, what, eight in a row to start the season, and since then they're, I guess they'd be 18 and 12. That's kind of what I think they are. 18 and 12 sounds pretty much like what I expect this team to be. They could use another bat. And I understand that they, you know, last minute acquisitions, they, you know, Alex is always trying stuff. He's always scrambling to fill around the edges. He's got a pretty good history of doing that. They're going to have to do more. My hope for them is that they stay close enough into, let's even say into June, because obviously you do get, like last year, Luis Urias was traded in May. Trades do happen sooner. Alex is definitely the kind of guy, kind of GM, I think would go out and make an acquisition sooner. They need to do that. They're going to need to go fill at one. I mean, they've got multiple spots where they're basically getting no offense right now. You're not going to replace a Matt Olson. You're not going to replace a Michael Harris, but maybe somewhere else, maybe another corner outfielder would help. You know, Alex Verdugo hasn't been much of a solution. Not that we thought he was going to be, but that's another spot where they could do something. They have a lot of ways to improve. They're just, I think it would be better if they did it sooner rather than later. That's not a team I think can wait until the trade deadline to try to make one of these acquisitions. They may just have dug themselves too much of a hole at that point.
You know, with the news of the Pirates dismissing their manager, finally this team can win now because the problem is finally left.
Bob Nutting's gone?
No, he's not. We're still in this nightmare forever. Is Major League Baseball eventually going to have to step in at some point? I know that we're going to eventually get to this. I'm dreading the next CBA because if the moment they start yelling salary cap, the Players Association is going to yell salary floor, and then we're just going to be fighting each other to a stalemate until our nightmare really kind of commences. But shouldn't Major League Baseball step in with something with the Pirates, considering the fact that up until a year ago, Jason Kendall was the highest paid Pirate of all time?
They're not going to step in directly with the Pirates. I mean, the only times they've really ever done that was when a team ran out of money. Mm-hmm. What they need to do, and what the Players Union needs to make them do, is put more requirements. If you're getting revenue sharing money, you need to spend revenue sharing money. You cannot take revenue sharing money and just pocket it. But several teams are doing that. I mean, I would argue the Rockies are basically in the same situation. One of the worst teams we've seen in the last 20 years, and they just take their money and go home, right? And the one time they spent was Chris Bryant, so maybe we shouldn't encourage them to spend too much. But
yeah.
the point is, right, that it is profitable to be non-competitive. That's the problem. That's why shouldn't Ben Cherington be fired in Pittsburgh? No, I don't think he's the problem. I think the problem is ownership. Ownership won't spend. I don't agree with everything Cherington has done. I didn't agree with everything Neil Huntington had done. I don't think that the problem rests at the manager's seat or in the front office. Ultimately, it comes down to ownership not being willing to commit money to the major league roster. And again, because it's just too profitable to lose. It shouldn't be profitable to lose. That was never the history of Major League Baseball. But because of revenue sharing, we've got these perverse incentives where, hey, you just field a team, and as long as you're not White Sox bad, you're probably going to walk away with a profit.
I mean, it's frustrating, Keith, because it's literally the plot of The Producers. It's just what it is. It's more profitable to fail.
Is anybody laughing? That's the right. If we're going to the Pirates and laughing at them, then you've got the Producers.
Oh, well, I am definitely not laughing. I'm crying daily, and I'm just dreading the day that we're going to see skeins and pinstripes.
I'm looking at their roster right now. A tiny sample, right? Everybody's got 110, 120 plate appearances so far. But this is atrocious. I know Spencer Horwitz is hurt, but Emmanuel Valdez is your first baseman with a 294 on base. Adam Frazier, that was stupid. They never should have signed Adam Frazier. They trade for Nick York. He goes off for them after the trade, gets to the big leagues. They go out and sign Adam Frazier, who hasn't been good in 3 years. You know, that's the kind of thing you point to the front office, right? That has nothing to do with not being willing to spend money. That was acquiring a player at cost who blocked a prospect and isn't better. In fact, I think is pretty clearly worse than two guys they already had on the roster, Nick York and Nick Gonzalez, who's hurt now. But that kind of stuff just piles on, right? You have to be perfect. If you talk to Rays people, and I know a lot of people in their organization, they're like, we can't miss, right? They had a year 10, 12 years ago where they had a bunch of extra draft picks and they kind of zeroed it out. They just had a horrendous draft for where they were. And it set the franchise back several years. And that's the problem with a club like the Pirates. They're not going to give you any money to spend. So you can't waste the little money you have and the at-bats you have on the Adam Frazier's of the world. Mm-hmm.
Keith Law, senior baseball writer for The Athletic, joining us here on Bet for the Cycle. Got a few minutes left here, Keith. Mm-hmm. There is one more team that I wanted to ask you about specifically. That is the New York Mets. The Dodgers finally leapfrogged them to take the number one spot in the National League, but the Mets are only a game off that pace. This is a team that has gotten a surprising amount of good pitching, but now they've started to swing the bat. They have a plus 64 run differential, second only to the Yankees in all of Major League Baseball. Is this team legitimately a contender out of the NL East?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Especially with Atlanta being kind of hobbled and Philadelphia looking a little old, right? That Philadelphia lineup isn't what it was the last couple of years. I don't want any part of a Kyle Schwarber extension. You know that's coming next. You know, you look up and down that lineup, it's either guys who are old or guys who kind of play old, and they haven't been able to turn that over very well at all. They're surviving on their pitching. I think this Mets club, what you're seeing now, that's more what I thought they were going to be coming into the year. They're just going to outscore everybody. I thought that was the strategy. We trust offense. We have a good offense already. We go get the best offensive player to hit free agency in forever. And then they end up bringing Alonso back. Like, that's a powerhouse offense. That's a playoff caliber offense. I'm shocked how good the pitching has been. Not that I thought these guys were bad. It's just been so much better than what I thought. They've pitched better and they've pitched more. They're getting way more work out of their starters than I thought they were going to, even with Montes out. I don't know that that second thing's going to continue, but I do think they'll be among the best run scoring teams in either league for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. Keith Law, senior baseball writer at The Athletic. You can follow him on X at Keith Law. My man, great to have you. Tremendous stuff. Wow. Let's do it again, partner. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
The man. Absolutely. Keith Law, ladies and gentlemen. Again, follow him on X at Keith Law. That's good stuff, Cody Decker. I mean, a solid 2 minutes of just Macho Man elbow dropping the Pittsburgh Pirates, who deserve it.
I'm trying to decide who deserves it more. I wish they could put up a situation where we just get like the owners of the Rockies, the Montforts, and Bob Nutting into a cage. Two men enter, no one leaves.
No one. I go with. You know, the old 100 man versus a gorilla. Who would win, the Pirates owner or just one Pirates fan who gets a free crack at it? Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll discuss some of the stuff Keith Law had to say. We'll talk some more baseball. We'll get into the NFL and NBA later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.